I brought pain to people I care about the most, and the people who believed in me. And for that, I'm deeply sorry.
But not resigning. New York Congressman Anthony Weiner says he won't go despite the political storm over his suggestive messages and pictures. Suggestive messages and pictures that we now find out. Apparently, he was sharing with a former porn star by the name of Ginger Lee and, in fact, was giving her advice on how to cover their tracks after all this became known. So let's go live to New York City once again. New York Newsday columnist Ellis Hennigan. Ellis, now we got a porn star involved.
And this is more shocking than the other stuff. It's like, this is what happens when you do stuff that you want to hide. It kind of drips out embarrassingly, and we're in the icky phase at this point, Dick.
Yeah, well, it's certainly the icky phase, but the icky phase could turn Anthony Weiner right out of office, at least to put the pressure on him from his Democratic colleagues to get out, because he stands between them, they believe, and regaining control of the House.
Well, listen, everybody's mad at Anthony Weiner right now, and it is tempting in the swirl of the moment to figure, oh, the guy's career is done, he'll never pull himself back from this. But I do think that as we watch these things in the past, that you find that, you know, over time, people, if they just don't panic, which he has had trouble avoiding, to be sure, but if politicians don't panic, often they can get through these things.
What's the buzz there in New York about him and the wife? I mean, this is a fairly recent marriage. She certainly has a high profile in Washington. Her friends must just be looking at him with knives coming out of their eyes.
That is true. I mean, most of the discussion has been her absence from his press conference yesterday. And I got to tell you, when Elliot Spitzer here in New York went through his own embarrassing moment, the former governor, his wife was standing at his side. And I think most people, that made folks cringe. And so I think there was a lot of relief that she was not standing there at his side. You know, he said that she was very upset, and no doubt she is. He said that she said she loves him, and you know what? We'll see how strong that is.
What's the word on the street in the district?
You know, he's still rather popular, honestly. He's still in the punchline phase, and people are still, you can't talk about him without rolling your eyes a little bit. But if I had to make a prediction right now, I think the man could get reelected in that Queens and Brooklyn district.
All right. That's what I was going to ask you next. You answered the question before I got to it. Ellis, appreciate your time once again. Ellis Hennigan there, columnist at New York Newsday. And, of course, much more on what's going on with Anthony Weiner throughout the day here on KNX 1070.